Oh, when he calls. I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms tonight, the Lord willing. We will spend just a few minutes there and not keep you very long. It's good to have Sister Patty with us. And we appreciate how good God has been to her, to help her and strengthen her. It was good to be at her home church. I had something there I hadn't had before. There wasn't a name on the soup, but when I tasted of it, it tasted like ham and sweet potato. The guy that, when he saw me getting it, he said, "Now, if you like that, Brother Benny, I made that. If you don't like it, my wife did." So it's a no-lose situation there. I enjoyed the meal, enjoyed being there in fellowship. I'm reading from Psalms 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. That's a whole lot. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. I take from that there is a real need for us to enter into this wonderful thing called praise. In fact, the whole book of Psalms is a book of praise. It's like a seething volcano. It just seethes with it, erupts with it, and sends it up as a sweet savor to God. In this book, the further you get along in it, the more passionate it becomes. Yeah. Till you come down to the last psalm, and it says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It just seems like it just keeps on gathering the passion until it is the heartbeat of the psalmist to praise him. I'm gathered here on a Thursday night to praise him. There are only two times to praise him, and that is when you feel like it and when you don't. On the good days and the bad days, we are to praise the Lord. You see, this is what it's saying here. It's the darkest night has stars in it. And when you go through the dark Psalms, you find stars there. Those rays of hope, that twinkling that says God's above it. God is above it all. Therefore, we can praise him. And especially when we get to that bright and morning star, that one that's always shining, the Lord Jesus himself. When you can pick him up in the Psalms, our low moods turn into high praise. How many know sometimes we have those low moods? Well, there's times when you can do something about it. When you take up your New Testament and you begin to stand on the shores of Capernaum, you visit the home at Bethany, you sit at Jacob's well and in the upper room, you look into the eyes of Jesus, listen to his voice, take a walk around Calvary, remember the crown of thorns, then tell yourself, all this was for me. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. And see if the passion of praise doesn't start welling up in you. It's easy for me to praise the Lord because I have so much to thank Him for. If I had been born with a silver spoon in my mouth, I might be grumpy. But I didn't come from that kind of a background. All that I have, He gave it to me. All that I am, He has made me. My stand that I have by faith, He gave me that faith. My sanctification that keeps me sweet, He gave that to me. The power of the Holy Ghost, He gave that to me. He entrusted me with the gospel to preach the gospel. Can you imagine me being entrusted with the gospel? But that's exactly what He done. He made me a preacher and trusted me with the gospel. That'll bring the passion of praise out in you. That'll make you want to say, thank you, Jesus. That'll make you want to say, praise the Lord. And say, shout, my soul, shout, because He has given us the victory. It's then that we see, while I live, I will praise Thee. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. I'm not as young as I used to, but I'm not too far behind in praising Him. And in telling Him, thank you for helping me. You know, we can train ourselves to praise God by fixing upon His mercies. If you look where you come from, you'll see God's mercy. If you look at the disadvantage you had, who was I? Brother Brian sang so wonderfully, who was I? And what am I? And who am I? And where am I going? And without Jesus Christ, it all begins to get dark and starts tumbling in. But with Him as my Lord and Savior, I have hope. I have hope that I didn't get from a textbook. I have hope that I didn't get from a song some Western singer was singing or some whatever was singing. And if you can call it music, I didn't find it at a dollar store. I found my hope in Jesus Christ. You see, the whole lesson has not been learned till we can praise God for everything. That's the goal in life, that I might praise Him for everything. I know some folks said, you shouldn't do that. But I should do that. That's when my faith is really its best. That's when my relationship is really its best. Because if all things work together for good, then in everything I should be giving Him thanks. And I should be giving Him praise. We need to praise Him for the clouds as well as the sunshine. Amen. And the darkness as well as the stars. Amen. They stand, these men of the Psalms, they stand. And they stand at every turn of road in life. If you read through the Psalms, you'll find that they almost encounter everything that you've ever encountered. In fact, you can turn to the book of Psalms and find comfort. You can find yourself saying, boy, I went through that. That's exactly how that felt. I know something about that simply because they're there. And they come to us and they cry, praise the Lord. They stand over our sick bed and say, praise the Lord. They stand beside our worst disappointments and they say, praise the Lord. At the graves, they whisper, praise ye the Lord. That's faith's victory. That in everything, we can give praise. Anybody out there going to help me tonight? You turn to the pages of the scripture right before you get to the book of Psalms. You have to pass through the book of Job. And Job that sets his face with clenched hands and a bent head. If you look at him, he's sitting there. He's muttering something to himself. And he's fiercely and desperately trying to contain himself. For in one day, everything he had was taken from him. It says that he rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down on the ground and worshiped God. Oh, I tell you, my heart goes out to Job because I don't know if I could do that. I just don't know if I could just do that. But he did. And he worshiped. There he is, bowed over, shaved head, sign of remorse. There he is, bowed over, worshiping God. But he's saying something. He's not saying it loud. You have to be there. The Holy Ghost caught it for us, put it on the pages of Job's great testimony in just the first chapter. You're not at the chapter 41. You're at chapter 1. The book starts off with Job, and he's bowed over. And you listen to him as he clenches his fist and bows his head, and he's murmuring something. You get closer. You can almost see he's battling. He's battling to come up with the right thing to say. How will this man answer God? How will he come up with a statement? What will he say? Angels move closer to the balcony of heaven. To the balusters they look over. The whole entourage of heaven is waiting, because they were there when the devil had the interview with God. When God said, you can, but you can't touch his soul. So angels move over. How will this man? How will he answer God? What will he say? Then you hear him. The Lord gave. The Lord hath taken away. But that's not all. That's not all he's going to say. He's going to say that over and over again. The Lord gave. And the Lord had taken away. He's saying it again to himself. The Lord gave. And the Lord has taken away. He says it as he looks around on ruined houses. On fresh graves. He looks at the sorrow. He hears everything and he says, the Lord gave. And the Lord hath taken away. The Lord gave. And the Lord had taken away. But that's not all that's interesting. He has something more to say. He's going to say it loud. When he gets the courage, the guardian angels of heaven are listening. The Lord himself is listening. The devil is listening. They're all waiting. They're all wondering, can this man lift his head up from the dust of loss? Can this man lift his head up from a broken heart? Can this man lift his head up from pain that cannot be described, from the agony of losing everything in a day? Not only does he say the Lord gave and the Lord had taken, but he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's when you praise him in everything. That's when you praise him in everything. Over in Tolbooth, Edinburgh, preacher was put in jail for preaching. And one day, while he was there in that prison, the cell burst open and in came soldiers carrying something. They said to him, look! And uncovering it, the man looked, and it was the head of his own boy, Richard, slain for Christ. The old man staggered, if struck in the face with a whip, but then he lifted his head. It is the Lord, he said. Good is the will of the Lord. That's faith victory. Staggered under pressure. Hurt beyond words. And not understood and can't understand. Why would this happen? He doesn't say why. But he looks up and said, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Good is the will of the Lord. Oh, that on Thanksgiving Day, we could lift up our head and say, it is good to serve the Lord. It is good to give thanks. It is good to be in his house. It is good to be loved from heaven. It is good to know we have a Father who can. You see, sometimes the prophets would say, not only the flowers and the trees sang praises to God of hosts, but then there's times when it becomes bare and desolate and ruined and dead ashes of a glory that has been humbled to dust. And then you hear them saying, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the last victory of the saints is when we can say praise God for everything. When we can say, Lord, I've trusted you. Like Job, and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We got to learn to have a faith that just doesn't rejoice in the good. We must also learn that we must rejoice when things are not so good.
Oh, yes.
When Jesus was there in the upper room, he took bread and he said, this is my body, which is broken. And over that broken symbol, he gave thanks to God.
Yes.
He took the cup, brimming with the bitterness of death,
oh, yes,
and gave thanks and went out to the upper room to Gethsemane, sweat and agony, singing a hymn and giving God thanks. It is that grateful, praising Christ that sets us up as an example. He loved me, but he loved his Father. Yes, he did it for me, but he also did it for his Father. Amen. He was just there, and he came that close. It was left up to him. He said, think not that I can now call my Father, and he will send me legions of angels. He didn't have to die, but he did. He didn't die with a nagging accent of, well, it could have been done another way. This was his Father's will, and he said, not my will, but thine be done. And it's in that type of faith that we find that praise for everything. I wish you'd help me preach. We find the secret of fortitude stronger than pain. We find the peace unshaken by any assaults of doubt, and of a joy that smiles through the binding tears of a defeated dream, and the bitter disappointments of human hearts can know. It is only Jesus who can guarantee us this high victory. If we love him who loved us, we will thank him for this good journey. Our old timers used to sing that old song, that it's a sweet journey and I'm going to enjoy it. Amen. No matter what they went through, they said it's worth the journey. It's worth the trial. It's worth everything. And that's where we learn to praise him when everything's going bad. You praise him when you sit in the council of your enemies. You praise him when everybody's talking about you. You praise him when nobody wants you around. Because you know that you are going to win in the end, because your faith is a victory over the world. You see, this is our high victory. We must be made strong. We must have strength in the face of everything to know that we ought to be praising him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Jesus stood. 10 lepers came to him. 9 went on their way. 1 come running back. He came running back because he realized the living death was really over.
Yeah.
He was free from the living death. Yeah. He's not going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. He's going to get better.
Yeah.
He's back on the road to recovery.
Yeah.
He comes back and falls at his feet and pours out his grateful spirit to the Lord, because he realized that all the source of good gifts come down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no veritableness, neither shadow of turning.
Yes.
Anybody say amen?
Amen.
I don't want to be on Thanksgiving night. I don't want to be like the 9 and realize I'm well and go on living, amen, and taking what I can.
Yes.
I want to be like the other one who came back and said, I realize it came from you.
Yes.
You set me free. I'm not only free from leprosy, but I'm free from all of it. I don't have the scars. I don't have the parts missing. I'm whole again, and it's all because of you. On this Thanksgiving night, I want to say to the Lord, thank you for giving me enough sense to come back. Thank you for giving me enough grace to bow my knee, humble my heart, and say, Lord, if it had not been for you being on my side, I wouldn't be here tonight. Where are the nine? Yeah. Jesus comes into Jerusalem. And they tell him, they rebuke him because those people were praising him. He said, if I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the very stones would cry out. Very stones would cry out. I think on Thanksgiving night, bricks would cry out. I think on Thanksgiving that there would be something in this house that would break out with a praise. I think if you don't do it, you may go home and it may be the bricks on your house that praise him. You may hear it as you drive down the road. Oh, he said, those things, these will cry out. If you don't do it, they will. And I want to tell you tonight, I got enough strength in my being yet. I'm not young like I used to be, but I still got some being left in me. As Thomas said, that any at all, and I have any being. Yeah. If I have any breath, yeah. If I go out gasping, I'll be a gasping praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. I've been there when the Holy Ghost has conducted people across. And it wasn't quiet. I've been there. Seen them go out speaking in tongues. Heard them myself. Then I've been there when the terrified was trying to make the same crossing. They were so afraid. They couldn't say anything good. They couldn't praise God. They said, oh my, what's going to happen? I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want that. Do this, do that. All trying to keep it from happening. And then those who had learned the high praise of God saw death coming and said, I'll soon be with the Lord. I'll soon be at home. And the Holy Ghost come down. Oh, glory be to God. I said, the Holy Ghost come down in a sick room and turn it into the first stage of glory. It's all in what we do. It is the praise of my heart. It is my duty to praise God. If I don't do it, somebody will. Yes. Amen. I might as well just put my time in and do it. Yes. All right. Am I right? Yes. It is in that we come tonight to this glorious Thanksgiving service. We come not because I'm full of turkey, but because I'm full of praise. Brother Scott told my wife that she already had a turkey and didn't need another one. But that was Brother Scott. I am not a turkey when it comes to knowing right from wrong. And if I have to make a decision, I want to make the decision on the side of right. It's only the right thing to see where my blessings come from. It's only the right thing to give the credit to the right person. So tonight I've come to tell the Lord, I thank you for my children. I thank you for my children's children. Amen. But I thank you for saving my soul. Thankful for the young man's testimony. Thankful for it. I am. Sounded wise to me, especially that last thank you he got in. Now that was a wise man who said, I want to thank the Lord for the best wife that ever been given to man. Of course, mine's older than her, so I've got more seniority. So it's when you get to be 73, then you can say it, because I won't be around to hear it. But until then, the best one's sitting right up here. You see, thankfulness is a great healer. Thankfulness is a wonderful healer. You cannot get down and thank God for something and hold anything against God. When you say, Lord, thank you, because you know best. thank you because you promised to make everything work together for good. I want to thank you, Lord, because if I was wicked, you would turn my world upside down. But I got peace like a river. I got joy that's my strength. I've got a wonderful song in my heart. And I've got a great heaven to go to. So on this Thanksgiving night, I want to say, Lord, thank you. How many would stand with me all over the house and just raise your hand and say, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Sister Debbie's on her way up here to sing it. So I just want to do it before she gets here so I won't be guilty of doing it with the singing. I want to do it without the piano. I want to do it without the organ, the guitar, the drums, the bass. I want to say, Lord, for no other reason than this, I thank you. Thank you for being good to me, good to my family. Thank you for a good church. But most of all, thank you for the best Savior that ever came in my life. Amen. Sister Debbie sings. I want you to help her sing and then come to this altar.
You've heard me pray. I just want to thank you.
I mean, raise your hands and worship now.
Always.
Can you sing with Debbie? Can you sing with her?
When
this altar is open. If you want to come, get personal with the Lord and tell him, thank you. Thank you for such a wonderful day with my family and friends.
I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you've heard me pray. I just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so down and out, you came along and you made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd give them all to my Lord, 'cause he's been so good to me. That is that I could afford, for he's made my good times outnumbered the bad. He's been the best friend that I have ever had. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want. I just call upon my precious Lord, and he's always been there. For he picks me up when I am down. He took my whole life and he turned it all around. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so down and out, you came along and you made me want to shout. I just want to thank you.